6.6 Part 3
Then suddenly I felt that we were going right down and I prayed that we were going to land.
Oh.
To my relief, we landed in one piece, so at least my life was no longer in danger.
Mm.
But as far as the rehearsal was concerned, I realised with horror that because of this emergency in the air, the pilot had had to land at the nearest town, which was still quite a long way from Berlin.
Oh.
I had to phone the rehearsal people to say I was going to be late, and I was feeling thoroughly miserable. However, we eventually took off and arrived in Berlin, and I did my rehearsal. Unfortunately, it had been the type of rehearsal where my lateness had not caused a real problem.
Oh.
Then on the way back, the pilots were waiting for me at the airport. This was now about 10 o'clock at night or 9:30. So this time we took off, and I said, "Are you quite sure the door is properly shut?" "Quite sure." Mm. And they said, "Yes, yes." And I said, "We're very late now. I want you to get back to Warsaw as fast as possible."
Yeah.
And they said, "Yes, the wind is in our favour. This aircraft can go very fast. We should be back soon in Warsaw. Don't worry, everything will go fine."
Mm.
So we took off, and things were, well, nothing was going particularly wrong, but I noticed that they were going rather slowly, but it was still so noisy that I couldn't communicate with them and ask, "Why are you going so slowly?"
Mm.
Eventually, when we landed, I said, "Why were you going so slowly? I told you to go as fast as possible." And the pilot said, "I'm terribly sorry, I didn't know this plane very well, and we were having a fuel problem, so we're running out of fuel."
Oh.
So on the way there, I'd nearly fallen to the ground through an open door, and now we'd been in danger of falling to the ground because of lack of fuel.
Oh. Mm.